You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It is hour number three of the nation. We're live at the Globe, Comerica Backyard, Rangers Astros tonight. Excitement is building for a Silver Boot Series. And we'll get more on that coming up with Eric Nadel and Jared Sandler. Brian Schottenheimer's presser is coming up at 4:30. Let's check in with our buddy Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And a good afternoon, Nick. How the heck are you? Do we got you, buddy? Nick Harris, Star Telegram here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, yeah, I imagine he's up there at the Star, probably getting spotty cell coverage, you know, but looking forward to this Schottenheimer press conference. I felt like the coaching staff was one of the main thumbs up from last night that gives me, you know, optimism that maybe they're going to have their best coaching staff that we've covered in a long time, Brian.
Yeah, I really, I had some questions about some things second half offensively. Really appreciate that Eberflus and those guys stayed after it.
Yes.
The rotation that they were able to do. I mean, with Coach Whitecott and the defensive line, you could see that they were trying to find different combinations, keep guys fresh. And so, yeah, that part of the defense, I like what they did bouncing back.
Nick Harris, Star Telegram, with us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, Nick. How you doing?
Yeah, sorry about that. Take two. Doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
We're doing well, you know, even though the Cowboys lost, I feel like there's some reasons to be optimistic and positive about these next 16 games. Is there hope in there for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Brian Schottenheimer was very insistent last night. Actually, most people in the locker room were insistent last night that there's no moral victories to take away from it. You know, the loss in the loss column, it still counts the same as the 34-6 and 41-7 losses they took last year to the Eagles. But I feel a lot better coming out of this game about this team than I maybe did going in. You know, a lot of concerns that I maybe had on defense, they were, you know, answered in the second half. Maybe not completely, but I think there's a lane for those answers to be had. My offense is certainly encouraging, too.
What we saw in the second half as far as stopping the Eagles' run game, do you think that's replicatable? Like, was that a big step in the right direction that we saw at halftime and then there with the weather break?
Yeah, it was a huge step in the right direction. And I think you saw Kenny Clark really get comfortable in that front for the Cowboys. You know, he's still learning how to play next to all of these guys. You know, 9 seasons in a specific system, it's going to take a little time to, you know, get used to some other faces that you're playing with on the D-line and, you know, a different system as well. But you saw him really kind of settle in that third quarter and how big of an addition he is going to be. I think you saw a little bit of a glimpse of that there in the second half. I mean, there was a stretch for Saquon Barkley where he had 7 carries for just 1 yard in the second half, and that's huge, especially against a running back of that caliber and against an offense of that caliber. It was really encouraging to see.
I agree with you 100% on Maris Leofau. I saw you tweeting about that last time. I was like, why is Maris not getting more snaps? What stood out to you about the linebacking core in general?
Yeah, I didn't love the play from the second level. You know, if I had to pick one big red flag from the game defensively, I'd be pointing at that linebacking core, you know, led by Kenneth Murray and Jack Sanborn. You know, even at times when I feel like they did get into the right position to make plays and running lanes, they weren't able to finish the play, but it was very rare that they were even in good position to make plays. I mean, in that first half, you saw Saquon Barkley, A.J. Dillon, Will Shipley. It was basically anybody they wanted to roll out there, running back. They were picking up positive yardage. And then Jalen Hurts just being able to scramble and make plays with his legs. That was just so killer there in that first half. And if you're looking at probably the biggest thing that hurt the defense last night, it was Jalen Hurts' legs. And not having a spy with the athleticism of a guy like Maris Leifau, it would have made sense, I would have thought, in my eyes. But, you know, going back and seeing the snap counts and seeing Leifau only get 6 defensive snaps compared to the 62 for Murray, I believe it was 41 for Sanborn, and even Damone Clark was in the high 30s, that really surprised me. You know, coming out of training camp, I thought Maris Leifau was the most athletic of that group. Could probably give you more sideline to sideline rage out of anybody in that group, but you know he wasn't trusted on the field last night, and that's an interesting thing for me.
Nick, how long before you think they get Blue on the game day roster?
Yeah, that's an interesting one too. You know, coming out of training camp in the preseason, I think it was maybe a little bit closer than some had expected as far as, you know, him making the 53. I don't think he was ever in jeopardy of missing the 53, but you know, I think there was at least a discussion had, and I guess I didn't take that you know, as seriously as I maybe should have, because I expected him to be on the game day roster and, you know, to get some early season opportunities. So it surprised me when he was inactive yesterday. You know, if it were me, I mean, I would be trying to find touches. He's, I think, the most explosive guy in that running back room. Sure, there might have to be some things that he has to work on from a game knowledge perspective, but, you know, overall, I think that type of speed, you have to bet on it. And you think to that Miles Sanders 49-yard run yesterday, I don't think Jaden Blue gets caught on that run, you know, and that's nothing against Miles Sanders. You know, that was a really good job of him to find that big hole in the big gain. But, you know, when he follows it up with a fumble a couple of carries later, you think about those things. So, you know, hopefully you'll see some Jaden Blue next week.
Nick Harris with you, Star Telegram here on the Fan. What do you think about CeeDee Lamb? Do you have confidence he's going to be securing catches?
Yeah, it was very uncharacteristic, right? I mean, the 4 drops that he had in that game last night, not only a career high for him, but it's more drops than any NFL receiver has had in a game since he entered the league in 2020. So it was super uncharacteristic of him. And I was told this afternoon that, you know, this is a player off day for the Cowboys players in the facility. But CeeDee Lamb, he went into the facility on his own this afternoon and spent quite a bit of time on the jugs machines with one of the equipment guys. So he's trying to get back into the lab as quick as possible to rectify whatever happened last night and hope that doesn't happen again for him.
All right, what'd you uncover when it comes to Spitgate? Are we in danger of Dak maybe getting some kind of fine here?
I'm not really 100% sure as far from a league perspective. I haven't been able to talk to anybody from the league about this situation. I am curious to see what the league thinks about it at the end of the day. I'd be shocked if Jalen Carter does not get a fine. He won't get a suspension. Unless it's something absolutely egregious. It's very rare that a player that gets ejected gets suspended on top of that. You know, for Dak, it could be a fine, but again, I didn't really see anything that was qualified as a hostile act in my eyes from Dak to maybe warrant a fine. But, you know, we'll see what the league thinks. Obviously, the league has, you know, a lot more eyes and ears on this situation than we do.
Hey, Nick, when it came to the rookie right guard, you know, you and I do a lot of work, Zach, on the draft show. Where were your impressions of how he played?
Yeah, I thought he played well. You know, I would have loved to have seen him up against Jalen Carter, but, you know, there were some moments up against Moro Ojomo where he really had some showed that juice and that power that he had at Alabama, and I thought it was a really encouraging start.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tyler Booker in his first start. You know, if I was ranking, you know, the five offensive linemen last night, I'd probably put him two or three as far as performances. I thought he played pretty well in the run game, you know, paving some holes down the middle. And then in pass protection, I thought he was solid. He wasn't perfect, but I thought he was solid given his debut against that type of front.
Would number five be Steele?
Yeah, it probably would be. You know, although yeah,
it was tough in the run game. Yeah, it was a little tough.
Although there were some moments in the run game that I thought Terrence Steele did really well getting out
sure.
into space. You know,
sure.
talking about that Miles Sanders 49-yard run.
Right.
I mean, he came
yep.
across the formation
absolutely
to,
did.
To
yep.
deck a safety and clear that hole. So, you know, I thought the line as a whole played well last night. And so, you know, to be the number five guy in that group, I don't think that's as big of a negative as it maybe would have been last year.
What about Guyton and the five pressures that he gave up? Is there, you know, evidence that he's heading in the right direction and he can be a left tackle of the future?
You know, I saw things from him yesterday that we didn't see last year. Those hands have come a lot more inside. It's a lot more narrow hands than he had last year when he got super wide on guys. He was almost hugging them. You know, the fact that he had zero penalties last night, I think that's a bigger deal than him having five pressures in my eyes. You know, that's a step in the right direction for him. The discipline things and him getting his hands into correct usage, I thought those were, you know, positive signs. You know, sure, those five pressures, you don't want those, especially against that type of front. But I thought all in all, considering the circumstances, considering that he hasn't been in a live training camp practice, or he wasn't in a live training camp practice for the last 3.5 weeks, I thought it was a strong start for Tyler Guyton considering.
Nick, what do you know about the approach that they took with the rain delay being in the locker room? I know Trayvon Diggs was out trying to find some grub, and it seemed like the defense made plenty of adjustments.
Yeah, I thought the defense played really well in the second half overall. And, you know, I talked to some guys in the locker rooms about, like, hey, what were the vibes in the locker room during the rain delay? And everyone was like, well, it was good. You know, we took our pads off, took our helmets off, just kind of sit back and chilled. And, you know, we tried to keep the energy up. And a lot of guys said that they headed back out to the field with a lot more energy and a lot more optimism coming off of that fumble than had they, you know, continued right through that drive. You know, they thought it really benefited them. But, you know, obviously they weren't able to score any offensive points out of that. But, again, I thought the defense played really well there in that second half. You know, at halftime, I was talking with one of the media members about, you know, Matt Eberflus. You know, is this going to work this season? And I think after the game, we found each other again. It was like, well, I think Eberflus is going to be all right. He made some second-half adjustments. And so that's a big deal, right? Because, I mean, coming off of these, you know, last couple of years, it felt like on either side of the ball, there were times where second half adjustments weren't made, and it was almost things that seemed really obvious and clear up front. But, you know, I thought Eberflus did a really good job of shoring some things up, especially in the run game.
Yeah,
123 yards allowed on the ground in the first half, 35 in the second half.
Wow. Yeah, if half times were only an hour in length, we might have a good shot there at that, then, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not a Texas high school football halftime.
Exactly.
Every band in the county has to play. But,
no doubt. The drill team.
Yeah, 100%.
Get them all out there. What was your assessment on Pickens' debut?
Yeah, I maybe expected him to get a little bit more involved, and I think Pickens maybe did as well. And, you know, we talked to him in the locker room after the game, and he was like, look, my time's going to come. You know, CD was getting open most of the night, and, you know, George Pickens was actually, you know, helping out CD Lamb there after the game and, you know, keeping his head high after those really crucial drops. You know, overall, you know, you would have liked to have seen more, I think, from a you know, receiving production standpoint. But I think in that first quarter, you saw him get the first reception of the game. Then he drew the DPI later on that second drive, I believe it was. You know, those are two big things, and that just comes from being a smart player and understanding, you know, the situation. But all in all, I at least his presence was noted. I mean, you saw safeties over the top of George Pickens, and it really allowed CeeDee Lamb to find those open lanes, the 13 targets that Lamb had. I'm not sure he has 13 targets if George Pickens is not on the field. So even if he's not showing up in the stat box, he's going to show up in some other places for some other guys.
What do you make of the Eagles? How different are they? Are they a favorite? Do they look like a Super Bowl team to you?
Yeah, I think their secondary is going to need some work, and it kind of reminds me of how I felt about them going into the 2023 season. You know, it's a couple of pieces that they've tried to replace in the secondary. They're still figuring out their cornerback two situation in my eyes, and then Adoree Jackson gets hurt on top of that, and they have to flip around to Bennett last night late in the game, and I thought CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens both had their way with him on some one-on-one opportunities, so... You know, I'm curious to see how, you know, Vic Fangio, Howie Roseman, they attack the secondary issue. But they just added another pass rusher in Za'Darius Smith. So maybe they try to solve it by getting more guys home in the backfield. You know, they're having to replace some guys up front, too. So I think they're still figuring out what exactly is going on defensively as far as the new faces go. But I think offensively, you know, when they found their stride, I mean, it looked like the team from last year. But, you know, when those second half adjustments were made by Eberflus, you wondered about the Landon Dickerson injury, if it maybe affected them up front a little bit more than we expected. But overall, it's a good team. That's a top five team in the NFL, even on their worst day. And I thought the Cowboys played up to that level last night.
What are you looking forward to following up with Shoddy on here in about 20 minutes?
Yeah, excited to talk to him about the linebacker play. You know, we talked about that here earlier in this hit. You know, overall, the feelings coming off of the plane this morning whenever the team got back. I mean, the energy was high in certain areas of the locker room last night. And then in some other areas, guys are kind of beating up on themselves, feeling like they let one get away there. So, you know, I wonder how that's, you know, kind of turned now that everybody's flipped on it. And, you know, they're heading into the weekend. Now, granted, the whole team is off this weekend through Sunday. They'll be back in the facility on Monday. But I am curious to see what the vibe is around the team coming out of week one.
Terrific job as always, sir. Love your social media there on Twitter. Just outstanding information and insights. And have a great weekend. And we'll catch up with you soon.
I appreciate it, fellas. How about we get a series win out there at the Globe? What about
Let's do it, baby.
Oh, dude, I'll drink to that.
Let's go.
Let's do that.
Let's get the
Rangers,
broomsticks
Astros,
out.
Astros pregame coming up at 6:30. First pitch at 7 o'clock. And, I mean, these are – you got to take two out of these three at least. And then it's going to be tough next week. Brewers, Mets. So
yeah,
the rubber's really hitting the road. But I think after that day off, people are fortified. They're feeling good here about your Rangers here in this silver boot. I think they got a winning record against Houston this year.
They do. And you got Merrill Kelly tonight and DeGrom as well.
Yeah, Kelly, DeGrom, Corbin. I think that lines up well. Although Alvarez is back. We'll have to talk with Sandler and Nadell about how you approach that a little bit later on. Chief, where are we going next?
Let's go ahead and hit you with a little football's finest, more Cowboys takeaways, and we prep our bodies for week one of the season next in the nation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.